Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Trevor. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, how you doing all?
Hola! All right, Trevor, you understand how this here game is played?
I sure do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Gonna have to go with interior decorating.
And as the song says, we are dealing with the butt. Uh-oh. Now, my first question is, I just want to know where this man was stabbed, because why a nurse was even looking in that area, I will not know. However, 43-year-old Michael O'Neill, he showed up at a hospital in St. Petersburg, Florida, with a stab wound last month, and he needed emergency surgery. Cops have not released a lot of details. No one knows who stabbed him. No one knows why he was stabbed. He simply was stabbed. Now, while he was in surgery, a nurse found a little something-something in his rectum. Now, they took Michael to jail once he did recover, and he's facing charges. Now, the question is, what did he have in his rectum in the hospital that the police said, yeah, we need to arrest your ass on the backside of this? No pun intended. Was it as simple as drugs? Was it a gun? Was it gold or was it $1,000 in cash? So drugs, a gun, gold, or $1,000 in cash.
It's Florida?
Wow. It's St. Petersburg, Florida.
So I can't say all four of them.
Well, in Florida, you probably could.
I mean, $100K? Yeah.
$1,000.
Oh.
Oh, you wrote down $100K.
What a keister. I was like, that's just physically impossible that he had $100K in there. There's no chance.
I was going to ask what you think, but now I'm going to go with the gold. I'm going to stick with the gold. I think he was, gold mining, gold digging.
All right. Man, I am not sure on this one. Like, drugs seems like the natural answer, but.
Sure.
Everybody does that. Who puts gold up there?
I'm just going to go with what I always hope it is. It's gun.
Gun. Okay. Hope that's a gun in your butt.
Based on the fact that he went to jail, my mind's either going to be gun or drugs. So I guess I'll take drugs.
Okay.
So what was in his backside there during surgery? Drugs, gun, gold, or $1,000? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
It's the interior decorating on Profile This. We go to Florida where a man was stabbed. So he goes to the hospital. So he had to go in for surgery. All right, wherever you're stabbed, he was stabbed. But something was found in his backside. Question is, did they find drugs, a gun, gold, or $1,000?
And Trevor, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us begin with B. Ted Smith.
No. Oh,
I hate to let you down. It was not a gun, which was your guess. No. Trevor, you want gold, which has been a massive thing going on the last couple of years. People stuck mostly at airports is where they get busted. However, it was not gold. Miles, you went with the old tried and
saying there's a chance.
Just said it was drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah. Just seemed too simple, too easy for
you. I know. That's the only reason I put it up there. I can't remember. It was crack specifically, if you care.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
Whoopsie-daisy. I left it all the way down.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Funny man. All right, let me take you back to 2020. COVID's going on. What is the whole world mesmerized by?
Tiger King.
So Tiger King, we all know he's in jail. But also on that show, it kind of highlighted some other characters involved in this wild world of these animal people.
Yeah.
Right? One of those guys was Doc Antle.
Who is Antle? He? Do you remember him in the...
He was the guy that ran a farm in a different state, but he always, same thing, there was always, like, women with him, and his whole thing at his zoo was they had baby animals that you could always hold and pet.
Okay.
So he got, he obviously got brought up on some charges. Now he's facing 10 years in prison for trafficking exotic animals, money laundering, after he pled guilty in 2023.
He was the one that had the harem, wasn't it?
Correct.
Yeah,
good call.
Yeah.
That's exactly who it was. So basically, some other people with him in this court case pleaded guilty. They got kind of lenient charges. But I guess he's in more... They're not sure how many years he's going to get. They think he's going to get more time because there's him talking with federal agents about, like, how much does it cost to get a little...
little what?
Little baby monkey.
Oh. I thought you said, like, a little bag of Coke.
Yeah, the FBI was listening to Antle's phone calls with the informant. As he explained, a baby chimpanzee could easily cost $200,000.
Damn.
Wow. I had to go get a monkey, but the people won't take a check. They only take cash. So what do you do?
Yeah.
All those transcripts are in the court papers. Yeah, like I said, some of his employees already got in trouble. They've already been sentenced. I guess he was trying to move people into the country without having to either get their legal status.
I can't wrap my head around 200 grand for a bit. If I had 200 grand to spend, a baby chimp would be at the very bottom of my list.
Mm-hmm. There has to be a way
somewhere in the amount that he was charging for people to go hold the baby chimpanzees that he was like, all right. Now look, I get it. It's hard to fight the urge, right? If somebody said right now, hey, there's a zoo with a baby tiger, you could hold it.
Sure. I get it.
But overall, and those zoos seem to be a bad idea.
Yes.
Right?
Look, a little baby kitty will mess you up. Mm-hmm. I mean, teeth are sharp, like a puppy. Claws are still there. They don't have the instinct. I'd be just as afraid to hold that than any other house cat.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I got injured by a dog, it was just because it was a puppy and they have those razor sharp teeth.
And they're playing.
Yeah, like the puppy didn't know any better.
Just being like the lion that ripped off the woman's arm.
A lot like that.
Mm-hmm. It's like the baby rattlesnake. They don't know how much venom they're sticking into you to kill you.
Right.
The adults do.
Yeah.
They don't give you as much.
Yeah. There's one about how people survive.
Or should not have survived, whatever.
Right. And that was the same thing. They were out on a hike somewhere. It's like a group of four people happens to be like this dad with his daughter. His daughter's already like 21 or whatever. But same thing. They just go down to like a riverbank. She happens to take her hiking boots off. As they're walking back up the bank, she just feels a little pinch, doesn't give it a second thought. But you're right. It was a baby rattlesnake, and it had injected her with basically all the venom it had in its little body. Yeah, she shouldn't have survived, but she did.
So how to rename that show? My ass should be dead.
Yeah.
Welcome back to My Ass Should Be Dead.
Well, I should call it Your Ass Is Dead.
Yeah, no kidding.
So again, another question. You go to baseball games. Everybody knows seventh inning stretch. You're going to play some songs, right? So if you grew up in the Baltimore area, you're always going to hear Thank God I'm a Country Boy. But now, and it used to be the Cubs specifically, Harry Carey would sit there and sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Now, I know almost every park does it, then plays another song. But thing is, Harry Carey was not a good singer. It sounds like half the time he was hammered. So you don't have to be a good singer. They bring celebrities in to do this all the time. So they brought in a girl from the, Call Me Daddy podcast, Alex Cooper.
Yeah.
Now, she gets booed just the entire time. I think she's trying to sing it funny as opposed to just singing it naturally terrible. But as Mike plays this audio, listen, I mean, she's only about two bars in before the boos ring down.
Alex Cooper.
All right, Daddy Gang and Cubs fans. Something like this before. A one, a two, a three.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Bobby, something.
Here come the boos.
That's a lot. She also had two of her friends with her in the booth.
Same.
Seemed like she was trying to do a fake, like, Broadway thing. For I will say, in her defense, the one guy behind her in the booth who does this all the time, he's laughing hysterically.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I think he kind of gets the joke. But if you're just there at the game, you have no idea. And frankly, it's a massive podcast, but some of those massive podcasts have very specific fans. I don't know that the average Cubs fan is familiar with her.
Probably not.
And then it's just like, she's just making a mockery of your thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, she got booed pretty bad. But you wouldn't call that singing inspirational, would you?
I would not.
All right. So I got a list for you of the most inspirational movies of all time.
Yeah.
All right.
Please get people fired up.
Fired up.
Or I would say make you want to cry. Because I've looked at the list, not positive. It's a thin line, it seems, between inspirational and crying.
Okay.
15th on the list, they put The Grapes of Wrath.
The movie. I read the
Is that old school? I mean, that's gotta be like what, 40s, 50s?
It's got it, because it's about the Dust Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then let's find a bad story in a bad story. That is what Grapes of Wrath is.
Correct.
Not a positive, uplifting thing. Inspirational? Man, I don't know.
You hear this list, you're going to go, is it inspirational or are we crying?
I don't believe that's inspirational, no.
Aaron Brockovich.
Didn't see it, but I know what the story's about, so that makes sense.
That seems a little more inspirational because she's trying to help people out and take down, you know, the bad
Stand
corporation.
Stand up to the big stuff, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bend It Like Beckham.
I never saw her.
I mean, it's a soccer movie. Bend a leg back. It's right there in the name.
Okay. All right. Coda? We talked about that one. That's for 2021.
Oh, that one's the CFDA? Deaf family or something like that, I believe. The only reason I remember that vaguely from, like, the Academy Awards. I've never heard of it, but I believe, like, she's a musician. The rest of her family's deaf. She wants to kind of break out and do her own thing, but they've never really separated. I believe that's the
joke. So they couldn't tell her how bad she was.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Now, the next one, I know the three of us have seen it. I think Mike's probably seen it, but we also lived through it and remember it. Cool Runnings.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Jamaican bobsled team?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I did not see it.
You never seen Cool Runnings?
Nah, I haven't gone through that.
It's inspirational because they're not good.
No, wait a minute. Hold on. Wasn't there...
I guess that was the same year as like Eddie the Eagle. I cannot remember when that thing came out.
But that wasn't was that based on a true story?
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
Okay, all right. Okay, I thought it was.
I mean, I can remember being somewhere, right? Because, listen, until Cool Runnings came out, I did not know the background and how these guys, like one guy tried as a sprinter, but somebody tripped him. And and the American that's helping him along. I'm just a kid, so I'll be dead honest. When we saw him crash, we just laughed. And it was like a big thing. Right. People were like, have you seen what happened today? And people were like, the Jamaican bobsled team ended up upside down. Everybody's kind of like, well.
You need someone to steer it.
Correct.
So that's the key.
And after you see Cool Runnings, you recognize that they couldn't afford a sled, so they're buying used ones and everything else.
Yeah. Also, in theory, you're supposed to get out of the gate fast in that sport. The faster you guys can run and push that sled down and jump in. So in theory, this would be a smart play.
Yeah.
I mean, Herschel Walker attempted this. Do you guys remember that?
Correct. I think Herschel Walker made an Olympics.
He did. So just because he had that speed and that power.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so part of the movie.
It seems like, you know what I mean? They're not too far off on the formula. It just didn't work out.
Again, until I saw the movie, like I said, you didn't know all this backstory. Remember, it's 1993. There's no internet, right? Like, so it was just funny. Like, oh, they have a bobsled team and then they crash. Now, they do pick it up and walk it off, and everybody loves them, and it's a good way to fight through.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Forrest Gump. Not positive that movie inspired me.
No.
It's a great movie, but there's a lot of really sad parts.
Yeah. I can see the inspiration in the sense of, like, look, this guy maybe didn't know any better, but he always followed through.
Yeah.
He always followed through. Whatever it is you said you're going to do, dude always followed through, right? He's a little more hyper unaware, I think, than the rest of us would be, but... In theory, sure.
But every situation was not a positive situation.
They were terrible.
Yeah, every single one.
Friends getting gunned down, a girlfriend dies of AIDS. Right, I mean, it's like, Jesus, dude.
God, Vietnam?
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, the only real thing that was positive.
Maybe when he scored a touchdown for
Thank
Alabama.
Thank you, at Alabama.
That's it.
Outside of that's that, it. Pretty much. And he only got good at that because he was tired of doing throwing rocks at
him.
Even,
he didn't even stop. He kept running out the tunnel. He was gone.
Yeah. Sorry, inspirational.
He ran away.
Most inspirational movies of all time. Let's jump around the list of one. Here's another one. Little Miss Sunshine.
Was that inspirational?
I just sad, I guess.
Yeah.
Same thing. They just kept going on with life.
I mean, like, you want anyone to keep going on with life. That was, who was that?
Steve Carell?
Steve Carell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not an uplifting movie.
No.
I did not feel inspired.
I saw that at one of those, like, hey.
Great Kinnear.
It's warm outside. Let's watch this at an outdoor movie. And I remember leaving being like, I like outdoor movies. Can
you feel weird when you see the movie. I'm not inspired. I feel weird.
I wasn't inspired. That's what I'm saying.
Like, damn.
I guess they have strength and perseverance. That's what the inspiration.
Okay. Sure.
Now, here's one. I'm 100% on.
So did Apollo Creed. He died.
All right. Thank you.
Oh,
Rocky.
Jesus.
Rocky.
I watched the Rocky Marathon over the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Did you?
Awesome. I couldn't get enough of it. I swear to God.
You know you're in a sports dead fairy with Miles.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't watch all movies. Like, I watched them
all. I'm just watching. I'm watching Stallone and just watching him work out. And Carl Weathers is just, I mean, those guys were, I don't care what, they were jacked, they were hitting each other, they were fighting, they actually looked like they were boxers. I mean, they did a hell of a job on those movies.
Also on the list, Legally Blonde, Hidden Figures, and then number one, A League of Their Own.
Okay. Sure. No Rudy?
Miles, I don't want to get into it. speaking of Rudy, if you're like me and you're jonesing for some sports and football, Quarterback Season 2 drops today on Netflix.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up next. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Bears up break into a Connecticut home, and this time the fourth one is just right.
Yeah.
Never good when a pastor takes off all their clothes
when you are mid-flight.
Matt tells Pierce County cops that he is in fact not under arrest. Alpine hikers saved by a rescue dog and a chihuahua. That is not what I would have guessed. And Pennsylvania police are on the lookout for who kidnapped Ronald McDonald. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
And our top story, we stick right around here at home and head south to University Place, Washington, where authorities were called about a man lingering in a no trespassing area. Not a good start. Upon approach, the officers learned that he had a warrant out of a neighboring town and barely got the words out about the warrant before the man sprinted away, leading officers on a short chase before he tripped and was quickly put in handcuffs. He was informed that he was being put under arrest, but our man had the perfect defense, Ted.
All right.
He said, quote, "No, I'm not."
Oh, that works every time.
It does, but
for a Jedi, yes.
So they didn't arrest him, I guess.
They did. Nope, they let him go.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Unfortunately, saying it didn't make it true, and he was indeed put under arrest. A search of his belongings didn't do him any favors, either as drugs were found in his possession, as well as a firecracker that held enough explosive powder to qualify as an explosive device, and he was charged accordingly.
You're under arrest. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you can't have a tennis ball bomb or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah, right. You can't have...
Yeah.
I don't think even sparklers are legal down to that Tacoma area.
I just think of, obviously, having drugs, running from the cops, but, like, you had a firework in your pocket? Like, right, somehow that seems like the dumbest of all the stuff he
doing, man.
He also had a gun.
Like, criminy. Just Jesus. Get it together, man. In other news, we take to the skies where some just can't handle the pressure. On a flight from Atlanta to San Diego, which is about 4 hour and 40 minute flight, all right?
Yeah, not the worst.
Not terribly long, but not the worst. Crews were alerted to a passenger having a difficult time on the flight. People aren't positive, but the suspect they suspect that the man may have been under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time of the incident. I don't know why. But they said that he had a bit of a breakdown, repeatedly saying that he, quote, has to go home and has to see his family, and panicked bad enough that his only way of shedding the stress further was to shed his clothes.
Don't you do that? When I'm nervous, I get naked.
Oh, no. I need to get out of these clothes.
No one's looking at me now.
The man began stripping naked, repeating that he had to go home. He had to see his family, and this was about 2 hours into the flight.
But come on, man.
We're well underway.
Yeah.
After about 30 minutes of crews and passengers attempting to calm and restrain the man, the decision was made divert the flight to Dallas and take him off into the waiting arms of authorities. It's not known if he'll be charged.
Get a restraint.
Man, do not slow my flight. That's what pisses me off. Like,
right.
We don't need to calm him down. Hit him over the goddamn head with a bottle. Knock his ass out.
Wait a minute.
Tape him to the chair, and when we get where we're going, then he can go home and see his family. But like, stuff to do.
The horror is passengers restrain naked man.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you're a cop.
That's why you get hit over the head with a bottle. Like I said, once you take your clothes off,
hey, man.
We're not restraining. We're knocking your ass out.
Right.
He's kind of a big dude, though.
He was tall.
Yeah, he's pretty jacked.
Yeah, he didn't look jacked.
You got to hit him with a bottle.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I know it sounds bad.
Yeah, but all you got is minis on an airplane.
Prosecco bottles.
Keep throwing them.
They got little Prosecco bottles. You can whack pretty good with
those. First class.
Things.
Go to first class.
Somebody just went back.
We need the glassware, brother.
Do not open this can. I'm going to hit somebody with it.
What do it? Can we not take hallucinogenic drugs before a flight?
Or know how to handle it.
Right. Don't experiment on a flight. Know what you're doing.
Right. That's not the place to find out if you're good with this.
Right. God. We go to Pennsylvania where kidnapping is no laughing matter. Or is it? Local police posted to their social media pages asking for the public's help in finding a few thieves. The post features a photo taken from surveillance footage at the local McDonald's where the young folks in the video are believed to have taken the beloved mascot, a Ronald McDonald statue that resided in the restaurant. The post said, quote, "We're not clowning around. This was a full-blown McNapping."
So, see, you're not taking it seriously.
We get it. Times are tough and therapy's expensive, but stealing a plastic icon of joy... That's a
McFelony. Ronald McDonald was sitting on a bench. So kids can either sit on its lap or sit next to it on the bench.
Hey, kids, always sit on a clown's lap.
So someone's got Ronald McDonald sitting in a chair in their living room.
Mm-hmm. They do. That would be funny, though. If you came over to my place, Miles, and I got Ronald McDonald on the couch.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah,
I get it.
I know why
it's
they
funny
did
for
it.
A minute. What do we do with this?
Now what the hell do we do with this?
Yeah,
but I'm gonna chair in the basement.
Yeah, I mean, you have to assume they're 19, 20.
And they look it. They look like they're kids. You know, if at best they're 25.
Who else is going to steal Ronald McDonald's statue?
Right.
But it's one thing to say you committed a crime, but then keep making jokes about it.
Right. This is no laughing matter.
He murdered someone. Like, no, look, guys, you can't crack a joke about it. Because now I don't feel like I've done anything wrong. He's wanted for McManslaughter. Like, you know what I mean? Like, suddenly I don't care anymore.
McManslaughter. They might supersize it to McMurder.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, you're right. You put Mick in front of it. It's not, just like, why no. So are they supposed to think it's a real bad crime when you're making jokes?
Right.
No.
You can't open it saying we're not clowning around, clearly making a reference to Ronald McDonald, and then make a bunch of doggone Mick jokes.
He made Mick terroristic threats. Right? It just minimizes everything.
We'll catch this guy in a flurry.
Right.
No. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
You guys may recall the story I had yesterday of Lucas, the Yorkie that led authorities in Spain to his owner that had fallen down an embankment.
Yes. He didn't tell you Lucas also pushed him down.
Well, it appears he's now an influencer as we go to Switzerland. A man was hiking the Fee Glacier along with his long-haired chihuahua. Side note, interesting choice to hike with.
Long-haired chihuahua.
Long-haired chihuahua.
Hike with.
Right.
I feel protected.
On a glacier. It's snowing out there.
Yep.
It's wild. Let's see here.
I mean, I assume he's got to be picking that thing up.
He had the misfortune of a bad step that sent him plunging 26 feet down into a crevice. He radioed for help, and it was received, but rescue teams had difficulty finding him due to the size of the small size of the hole that he fell into. And that was when they spotted the man's chihuahua.
Wow.
Yeah.
I pushed his ass down there.
He fell through a crevasse.
Yes, he did.
Did not have a beacon on.
No, he didn't.
And he was hiking alone with his dog.
He was.
No, this guy's an idiot.
A chihuahua at that.
Well, long-haired.
Right.
Long-haired chihuahua.
He didn't have a phone. He had nothing.
He had a walkie-talkie. So he had some way to get a hold of people.
Oh,
just
man.
Just no way for them to find him if he fell into a
hiking on a glacier
crevasse.
By yourself is just a death wish.
It is.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my
life. It is moronic. It absolutely is.
But, yeah, and get a pappy on, dude. Yeah, like a knockoff version.
Be a man.
Yeah, be a man. Get a pappy on.
Anyway, the chihuahua was sitting right next to the hole, helping crews find the man. He was safely extracted out of the hole, and the dog is another that is being hailed as a hero. Though they didn't give us the name of the dog. You can't say this dog's a hero and not tell us what the damn dog's name is.
It's a good point.
Fair.
That's my side of things.
Because we have Lucas.
Yeah.
And then this guy.
This long-haired chihuahua.
Long-haired hippie-ass dog.
Men's Room Sports. You've got more Summer League basketball over on NBA Network on ESPN. And the Mariners have their first of three against New York, currently underway over en route. As far as your weather, we got a little break from the heat coming up here. Clouds are moving in tonight to bring things down to 60 degrees. And they will stick it around to make tomorrow a dark, cloudy day, topping out right around 70. And that's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.